Let's talk about good effing sex. You know what that is to me? That is when my partner and me come at the same time. That really is the top of the mountain for me. And I think that's because it rarely happens. And that's because there's an orgasm gap. Women take a little bit longer to come than guys. It's just a fact. But I have a solution for you, and that is Promescence Delay Spray. Their delay spray is not just for guys with PE, okay? It is for any guy who wants to last longer in bed without having to worry about lasting longer in bed. And that's because it's not going to numb you out, and it's not going to transfer to your partner. And for your partner, they have a whole line of women's products. I recommend their warming gel. They also have lube and condoms, and they sell supplements called Vitaflux that are going to make you and your partner hornier. I had a guest on recently who talked about Vitaflux and how her guy was taking it and he got all horned up, okay? So listen, not only does her guy and I recommend Promescent, over 2,000 medical professionals recommend Promescent too. So go get yourself some. And for listeners of this show, you're going to get 15% off your whole order. So order up, okay, when you do place your order, because you're going to get 15% off anything. All you got to do is go to promescent.com/strictlyanon to get 15% off your whole order. That's promescent.com/strictlyanon, or just go to the description, click on the link, and 15% is going to be automatically applied at checkout.
Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Strictly Anonymous. Conversations with online strangers. We place ads online.
Craigslist is definitely the gift that keeps on giving.
Real people respond.
You go to Singapore or Thailand, you can't not do it. The temptation is just too much.
Real problems.
Does your friend know that you're banging her?
No, he has no idea.
And anything goes.
Motto of the show, let your Greek flag fly.
Probably the only good advice I'll ever give you is to rehide your whips and chain.
Here is your host, Kathy.
Hey, welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast with Kathy. Don't follow the Strictly Anonymous Podcast yet on Instagram and Twitter. Follow me at Strict Anonymous. If you want to be on the show, it's called Strictly Anonymous because everybody remains anonymous on my show. If you have an interesting, naughty, true life story that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, you could be on the show. Either go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show, or send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, and give me some information on what you want to talk about. Now, listen, if you want to be a part of my confessions episodes and you want to hear my two cents on your confession, you could call my confessions hotline. The number is 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You have 4 minutes to leave a message. If you need longer, just call back. I change all the voices on the confessions as well. If they don't make it onto an episode, they all get posted on my Patreon. Now, my Patreon is a great place to join now because for only $5 a month, you get access to all the anonymous confessions, all my episodes early and ad-free, plus you get all the hot picks of all of the girls that have been on my show and some guys that have been on my show, anonymous picks. Plus, the best thing you get that everyone's signing up for is access to my Discord. There's over 2,000 people on there and they're all getting super naughty. It's becoming like the Craigslist that doesn't exist anymore because people are hooking up. They're emailing me and telling me that I don't take part in my Discord, but all of the listeners do. If you sign up, you could go there. You are allowed to post pics, videos, all kinds of good stuff on Discord. And you get all of that, like I said, on my Patreon, access to my Discord, the pics, the confessions. I do Q&As. You get all the episodes early and ad-free, all for $5 a month. It's patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. That's patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. Now listen, all of the links and the number to the confessions hotline is in the description. So today I have on Brian, another guy, not bi. He's only into dicks. He's so into dicks that when he was little and he realized he was into them because he saw one, like the most beautiful one he's ever seen in a magazine, and he got obsessed with dicks. He started like making dick collages. Oh my God, seriously. And then I have to tell you, like, he tells me his whole life story and it's super interesting, and I'll give a little summary of it. But towards the end of the episode, he says, oh, I forgot one other thing I used to do when I was little. And it's like the craziest thing I've ever heard. And it has to do with ice cubes. Okay. And cum. So make sure that you don't hang up towards the end and you feel like I'm wrapping it up, because there is one little tidbit of his story that's super interesting that he waited all the way into the end after I almost said goodbye to him. So you want to hear that. But he does talk about, like I said, seeing that cock in a magazine and being obsessed with it and then realizing he was very into dick. He's always been very into women too. He didn't lose his virginity till way later, but he was always seeing women and dating women. He eventually married two different women. He's got a wife now, and he had an ex-wife that he talks about. But he was always seeing guys also on the side. His first wife, he got to the point where his first wife kind of knew, and they wound up trying to hook up with a guy, and things didn't kind of work out. But he's one of those guys that says that he prefers it to be something that he does solo. There's something about his wife knowing that doesn't make it as exciting as when he does it alone. Unfortunately, I've heard that before. But anyway, he talks about his childhood when he saw that dick. He also used to be able to suck his own dick, okay? And he started to experiment with a lot of anal play on himself when he was home. He got to a point where he could insert very large things. That's when he talks about the fact that he could blow himself, and he would be blowing himself and sticking shit up his ass at the same time. And then eventually, when he got a little older, he started to go out and start meeting up with guys. He's one of those guys where he just wants to go and suck a dick. He doesn't want to get his dick sucked by other guys. He did bottom with a guy once, and he talks about that experience. He does talk about where he would go in the beginning to meet guys, all of his guy-on-guy experiences. He's been there, done that. He keeps a little black book. He's going to send me pics of his little black book. I have that over on Patreon. It's coded for all of his experiences. He's kept that black book since he's younger, but he's just been blowing guys ever since. He once set up a glory hole where he had four or five guys come the whole weekend. He talks about that. He talks about all the cheating that he's done on the DL behind his first wife's back. He did get caught once by her. He talks about that. He has wanted to stop what he does. He says that, you know, when he's done, he always sort of feels guilty and bad about it. But a couple months goes by and he's always gets the urge again, and he just can't stop sucking dick. And he talks all about it. Like I said, at the end, he does bring up this little side note about cum and ice cubes. So you got to listen to that. That's towards the end. If you want to see pics of his black book, and as well as talk to him over on my Discord, he's going to be over there. His name is Brian. If you want to talk to him, go to Patreon, patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. He'll be on my Discord, and I'll have pics of his book. Anyway, I'm going to be right back on with Brian.
This is the Strictly Anonymous Podcast.
Hi, Brian. Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on.
Thanks for calling in. You're like one of these guys that people don't think exist, but they exist, let me tell you. And I know they exist, but I feel like a lot of women don't know they exist. And a lot of women might be married to a guy like this. There are a lot of guys out there that are, you know, having guy-on-guy action, and no one's really talking about it. There was a point at some time, like at some point, you were married and you were still hooking up with guys. You do hook up with guys on the side. You don't consider yourself bi. We'll get into all of that. Are you still married now, though, Brian? I'm a little confused.
Yeah, well, I'm on my second marriage now.
Okay, oh, okay, okay. So you did a lot of the stuff, though, behind the first wife's back, because I know there was something like on a wedding anniversary or something. Do you still do guy-on-guy stuff on the DL behind this wife's back? Yeah, that's a
I'm
yes.
I'm trying.
That's a yes.
Not having good luck.
Yeah, that little laugh, that was a yeah. Okay, Brian, let's go all the way back. When did you first realize that you were into guys or had your first experience? I don't know which came first.
Yeah, so I was a teenager, and I watched some porn, and then one day, I don't know what it was, I was looking through a magazine, and there was just this guy posing, and I didn't find him attractive per se, but there was just something. I was just drawn to his dick. He had a really nice dick.
That's why I was in the magazine.
And I was like, man, I'd love to feel it. I thought about what would it be like to suck on it.
Yeah.
And that just triggered something in me. And then I know it's going to sound kind of weird and stalkerish or something, but what I would do is I would then take magazines and I would just cut out the pictures of just the dicks. And I made a collage.
A montage.
Exactly. And I put it in a binder. And it was just a binder of dick pics.
Oh, my God. If your mother ever found that binder.
Oh, I know. And that was the problem. My mother was very nosy.
Oh, no.
So I had to, she caught me jerking off once.
There's nothing worse than a nosy mom. You know what I mean? Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. It used to piss me off.
Yeah. But she never found your montage of dicks. Where did you hide that?
I just had a bunch of shit in my closet, and so I buried it way far in the back. So I knew she went digging around, it would be obvious because I knew how things were.
Do you still have that montage, collage,
whatever you want?
Oh my God, I would love to see a picture of it. So wait, you would just cut out like the dicks and you just put, like, how many dicks were on in that collage about? Do you have any idea? Was it 20 or 5 or 100?
Oh, at least 100.
Oh, my God.
It was page after page. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, it wasn't just like one collage. It was like literally like a whole album full.
Yes.
Of dick pics. Yeah.
Of dick pics.
Well, you got a little obsessive there.
I did.
Yeah,
I
interesting.
Did. Yeah. And yeah, so I had that. I was a virgin until I was about 20. I was super shy. And so I never even kissed a girl until I was like 20.
Wait a second. You never went to a party where you like had no friends? What about those parties in 7th and 8th grade where you play spin the bottle and 7 minutes in heaven and run catch kiss? Like, you never went to any of those?
No, I was not one of the cool kids. No.
Oh my God.
I was an only child. I had friends, but we were all kind of, we weren't like the popular kids.
And you didn't have parties like that?
No.
Interesting. Okay, no. So 20 years old, you haven't even kissed a girl. Let me ask you a quick question, though, and I remember exactly where we're at. Like, the fact that you're cutting out dick pics and you're like have this little fascination, were you confused about your sexuality at all during that time?
No, I wasn't. I didn't think so. I was not and which you've heard on your show many times,
yeah.
I listen to your show all the time, I was not attracted to men at all.
Yeah.
And still not. Mm-hmm. But there was just something about a dick.
Right.
A nicely shaped cock that turned me on. I wanted to play with it, suck it. So, I was super attracted to girls. I love girls. My whole bedroom was covered in girl posters.
Oh, okay.
I love women. Yeah. Women. Mm-hmm. I knew what it was.
That's cool. Yeah. How old are you, Brian, now?
I'm in my late 40s.
Okay, cool. So now you're 20. Who do you lose your virginity to first, a girl or a guy?
Yeah, so I'm 20. I move away from home and I start dating girls. So I lost my virginity to a girl, and that was typical losing your virginity. It wasn't very good and it was awkward and that kind of stuff. And then I think it was just a couple of months after that, I sucked my first dick. And so this is, we're talking mid 90s now. And in the mid 90s, the way I had to find a guy to give a blowjob to was that, so at the porn shop, there was like this newspaper type of thing called mail call. It was like M A L E call. And there was ads in the back. So I would go on there and that's how you hooked up. So the first guy, and looking back at it, I feel stupid for doing this, and I would not do this now, but the first guy was a truck driver, which for me now is a red flag, because truck drivers are, they kind of tend to not be the safest people to mess around with, because they're driving all around, they're hooking up at truck stops. And
really? Like, they carry a lot of STDs is what you're trying to say?
Yes.
Is that a
no
thing?
No offense to truck drivers.
No, you are offending. Yeah. Let me tell you, I get emails from my truck. I love my truckers, okay? I don't know, truckers write into me because I have a lot of truckers listening. They always write in and tell me I keep them company on their long journey. So I don't want to say anything bad about truckers. I didn't really realize that that's like a thing about them that people say, or is like a stereotype.
Yeah, it is a stereotype, and I know truck drivers, and they've told me stories.
Oh, okay. Did you ever get anything from a trucker?
No. So as far as I know, this was the only truck driver I messed around with.
Okay.
So the part where I look back at it now and I feel stupid was, he's like, okay, well, let's get in my pickup and we're going to drive to a secluded area. I'm 20 years old.
Oh my God. Like, okay. You should be more worried about being murdered. That's what I thought you were saying about.
Yeah. Well, no, that's why I felt stupid.
Oh,
now.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Cause I mean, like,
I could have been murdered. Oh, yeah. Totally. Yeah. Chopped up in little bits right
totally,
now.
First, well, he'd first make it, you definitely have to blow him first, and then maybe you'd get fucked in the ass and then you'd be chopped up. There'd definitely be sex first, probably. No offense.
So I get in this truck, we go to the secluded area, and he told me he's 9 inches. Now, I've done construction. I know what a legit 9 inches is. When people say, oh, I'm this or I'm that, they're usually wrong.
Oh my God, you, especially with the montage and fascination with just dick, you're like a connoisseur.
Yeah. Yeah, because I know how I've measured mine. I know what mine is, so I know I can compare. And I told him he's going to have to wear a condom, which he wasn't happy about, but there's no way I was putting a truck driver dick in my mouth for the first time without a condom. I was just too nervous. So he agreed, and he was legit 9 inches. It was, and still to this day, the biggest dick I've ever come across.
Yeah.
It was really nice. He was reminded me of Tommy Lee. He had same type of frame, the skinny but huge dick. Just
well,
like
those
that.
Are the guys. Those are the guys that are sporting them. And they don't even have to be tall. They're just the little wiry little dudes, the little ones or the tall ones, skinny, have the big, huge cocks. A lot of times that's what's attached to them.
Yeah, yeah. So I blew him. He came in the condom, and then that was it. He didn't murder me, thank God.
Hey, guys, do you know that you have a G-spot? That's right. Guys have a G-spot, too. And you want to know where it is? It is hidden right underneath your taint. Now, I'm sure most of you know where your taint is, but for those who don't, it's that little tiny, super sensitive strip right between your balls and your asshole. Now, listen, if you stimulate your male G-spot, you're going to have what's called a prostate orgasm. Now, I never had a prostate orgasm because I'm a chick, but the guys who have called into my show who have had them talk about it being the best effing orgasm they've ever had. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about the Butter Wellness Personal Massager. Their personal massager is designed to externally stimulate the male G-spot. That's right. You don't have to put anything inside of you to have a prostate orgasm. You just take their personal massager and you put it right on your taint and you're going to have a prostate orgasm. And not only that, massaging your taint is going to increase your blood flow, give you stronger erections, and if you have any kind of ED going on, it's going to help with that too. And right now, Butter Wellness is offering my listeners 20% off your order when you enter the code STRICTLY at butterwellness.com. That's butterwellness.com. Use my code STRICTLY to get 20% off your order. Go to butterwellness.com. Use code STRICTLY to get 20% off and have yourself the best orgasm ever. Good news, Strictly Anonymous podcast is looking for people to call into the show. So if you lead an interesting, naughty secret life that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, if you're out and proud, that's cool too. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. That's strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a short confession that you want to get off your back, call my confessions hotline, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. I change all the voices on the confessions too, so you remain anonymous. The number, the website, and the email address will all be in the description.
Hey there, I'm Dylan Lewis, one of the hosts of Motley Fool Money. Each weekday on Motley Fool Money, we talk through the business news you need to know and the stories moving stocks on Wall Street. On weekends, we dive into the industries shaping tomorrow and host the experts, authors, and executives that understand them. Tune in for insights, a long-term perspective on investing, and of course, stock ideas, plenty of them. To quote a listener, it pays to listen. Check us out and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
How was it for you?
Oh, it flicked the switch inside of me. Oh, I want to do that again, but next time I want to do it without a condom. Yeah, it really turned me on. It's the act of it. I love sex. I'm a very sexual person. So and I think that's why I'm not attracted to men. I actually think men are, for the most part, kind of gross. Like when I'm in the gym and I'm in the men's locker room and I see what they're doing and the sounds they're making, I'm like, ugh, gross. I'm glad I'm not a woman. So, but a nice dick. Oh yeah. I'm all about that.
Okay. But so now you blow that guy, right? But you're also hooking up with women too. Are you dating anyone at this point?
Yep. I'm just kind of dating in general. I'm not in a relationship at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm trying to date girls and trying to suck some dick when I can find one. Yeah. My second interaction was actually with a couple. So they had me come over their house and it was kind of interesting. And again, and then I was, again, very nervous. I'm always nervous when I do this, no matter when it was the second time or the 30th time, because I don't know these people. I don't know if they're totally mentally stable. There's so many X factors. I don't know if they have an STD. So this couple, I went over there, and it was just one half of the couple that wanted me to blow him, and then the other one was just going to watch.
Okay.
So I went in there, he laid on the bed, I started sucking on him, and I think he didn't like how I was doing it, because I probably wasn't nearly as good as I am now.
Yeah.
But he's, oh, okay, here, let me help you. And then, so he just starts stroking it, and then asks me to lick his balls, so I'm licking his balls while he's stroking it, and then the other guy's kind of dirty talking to him. Well, I'm licking his balls, and then he just came on his stomach, and then it's always a little awkward when everything's done. Imagine. Most of the time, you just want to get in, get out, do what you got to do, and get on with your day.
Yeah.
For me, that's the perfect scenario. So we finish, and then we're in the living room, and we're just kind of making small talk. They're telling me how they work at a bank, and I'm telling them what I do, and then I ended up just leaving. So. I've had some awkward ones. I've had some that were super hot. I set up a glory hole once, which was probably the greatest experience for me, because it's just the dick. I don't have to have any interaction with the guy. I get what I want, they get what they want. And that was just like last year, and I want to do it again. But I am in another relationship now, and so it's hard for me to set up a glory hole. And the glory hole also, I'm very nervous about what dick is going to get put through that hole. Mm-hmm. Where has that? I'm a planner, and I can tend to overthink sometimes. So I'm like, okay, if that guy's sticking his dick through this hole, what other holes has his dick been through? What other mouth has been on his cock? And did they have something? Did they go to Thailand to go on some month-long freaking hooker expedition and caught all kinds of STDs? So this shit all goes through my mind. So I am always nervous about STDs. I've never caught anything, thank God. And my worst fear is me catching something and then giving it to my partner.
Especially because I had a guy on. I did a whole episode on STIs, right? And I didn't realize this, but he was on talking about his test that he offers through his company, Shameless Care. And you could have gonorrhea in your throat and have no idea. In your throat, you could have an STI in there from all this blowing. And you're talking about you worried about the dicks coming through. What about those guys worrying, like, where's your mouth been? You're a guy setting up glory holes. Come on. You're all obviously promiscuous people, and you can be a carrier. Ooh. I don't know. It's just interesting. But do you, because listen, you can get, and I didn't realize this until I did that STI episode, that you can have something in your throat. And considering you do a lot of BJs behind your girls' backs, or do you get tested regularly? Have you ever done a throat test?
So I did listen to that episode.
Yeah.
And I was not aware of that either.
Yeah, is that interesting?
Yeah, super interesting. So yeah, I do get tested fairly regularly, but I've never done the throat test. So I do plan on that after learning that. And I'm kind of surprised that that's not well known.
I know, especially because you can give it to somebody else, right? Listen, yeah, I don't know how prevalent gonorrhea is. Like, I've never known anyone, but maybe what guy friend of mine would tell me, or girlfriend would be like, oh, by the way, I got gonorrhea yesterday. You know what I mean? It's probably something that people don't talk about, but I'm not sure that gonorrhea is a very prevalent STI. I don't know. I'm very into protection, though, so whatever. Let's move on, though. I want to get to the how you set up the glory hole and all that stuff, but let's still stay, like, chronologically, because eventually you wind up getting married. My first question, though, before we go into what happens after you start blowing guys, did you ever do anything else besides BJs, or do you just stick to oral on guys? Is that like your thing?
So I do like to get fucked in the ass. yeah.
Okay. So where does that come in the story? Let's get there.
Yeah, so I used to experiment just with myself, put a couple of fingers in myself, and so I think I'm just some weird freak of nature. I don't get enjoyment from the prostate aspect of things. I've tried it many times. I actually have more difficulty getting a hard-on while my prostate is being massaged or manipulated, mm-hmm. and then when it is being massaged and manipulated while I'm jerking off, I don't have nearly as good of an orgasm. It's kind of like I know we're not supposed to use this word anymore, but it's kind of skewed. It doesn't feel the same. Yeah, it just feels off, and it doesn't feel nearly as good. And I don't know why, because everything I've ever heard, oh God, you get your prostate, this and that, and it's supposed to be amazing, but that's just never been for me.
So, but you knew that you were into anal stuff inside, like.
Yeah. Well, so, okay. So it would feel good. No, I just kind of play around my fingers. And then I was like, oh, I'm going to get, well, I already had a dildo. Like, I would kind of practice sucking on the dildo because I wanted to be good at it. And so just one day I just lubed it up and I'm watching porno, and I used to be able to suck my own dick when I was younger. Unfortunately, I can't do that anymore, not even close. But so I would kind of lay on my back, flip my legs up over my head, and suck my own dick while I'm fucking my ass with the dildo. And then I noticed that I could get a pretty big dildo, like, all the way in my ass, and it felt good. So, and it was bigger than your average size dick. So I'm like, okay, if I come across a guy that I can get to fuck me, I'm not going to have any issues.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and I would use, like, the training butt plugs. Like, I'd start small and then go bigger, you know, leave it in for a half hour and then mm-hmm. go bigger. And the thing was, I would get to the big one and it wouldn't stay in me. It would just keep falling out. Mm-hmm. Like, my butt was so relaxed. So I was like, okay, I need to make this happen for real. So I found a guy, and this is one of my not good experiences. Found a guy, had me park kind of around the corner from his house. And the reason was his family was home and he snuck me in the side door into his garage. So he came up to my car.
While his family's home.
This is what he told me when we got into the garage. He's like, my family's home, but they won't come down here. They never come down here. I guess they were upstairs. It was a big, nice two-story house. And they won't ever come down here, so we're fine. So, he came out to my car, got me, brought me into the garage. And I was not attracted to him at all or anything. And he was like, I've never had any aspirations to kiss a guy. It's kind of like a huge turnoff for me. Uh-huh. And he kept trying to kiss me. And I was like, no, no, no. He's like, oh, come on, just a little bit. That's what will get my cock hard. And I was like, all right, fuck it. I'll try it. I'll try almost anything. And nope, didn't like it. It was fucking gross. Didn't turn me on. He was like slobbering all over me. I was like, So, and he wasn't real out of shape or anything. He was like height, weight proportionate, but it's just not my thing. So I lay down. He has his table. I lay down on my back. And my legs go up in the air, and I told him we're going to play safe. And then he's coming up to me He's, I don't want to use a condom. I don't want to use a condom. No, use a condom. You have to use a condom. No, come on, come on, come on. No, using a condom.
Yeah.
Now he could tell I was getting irritated and about to shut stuff down. He's like, oh. So then he put a condom on. So again, kind of going back to what I said earlier, it's okay if he's wanting so bad to put his uncovered cock in my ass. How many other times has he done that?
Totally. That is always a sign that a guy, any guy that asks you even once not to use a condom is a guy that most likely fucks a ton of people without a condom. Of course.
Yeah. And I was not going to do bareback. Hell no. So, yeah. So he puts it in and my ass accepted it quite willingly and it felt good. And he was fucking me. And then he starts going, oh, are you my little bitch? You're my little bitch, huh? And I'm not into that. Like, I'm not into, like, getting degraded or anything like that. Now my mood's kind of changing, and I just want it to be over.
Yeah, this guy and you are not on the same, like, you guys are not on the same level. I mean, you both like very different things. No chemistry.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm just like, I just want it to be over. So I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm your bitch. Fuck that ass, blah, 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 blah. Just so we fucking hurry up and finish. And then he finished. And then I just got my clothes on, said, all right, see you later, and left. And that was it. That's the one and only time I've ever got fucked in the ass.
The only time?
Yeah, I've tried many other times. When I had my glory hole set up, in my ad, I put on there for oral bottom or just to get fucked, but everyone just wanted blowjob that came into the glory hole.
Wait, so quick question, this experience with the guy that where you bottomed, were you married at that point, or are you still young and single and just dating around and experimenting?
No, this was probably 7 years ago. I was married. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So let's go back to that, like your life story, like chronologically. You're playing around with guys, you're dating women. At what point, and you're blowing tons of guys. And where are you finding your guys? Just basically like back then on Craigslist and stuff, or that same magazine?
Yeah. So it was that magazine at first. And then, of course, Craigslist, that was the godsend for that stuff. And then Craigslist got shut down. And then I found Doublelist. So I use Doublelist now. And then I tried Grindr, but that didn't really, that was so much fake spam and bots and just that didn't work at all. So I've always had the best luck with Craigslist and Doublelist.
Okay, so like how many guys were you blowing in either a month or a year? Was it something you did a lot? Was it something you did once every 6 months?
Well, I don't do it nearly as much as I would like to.
No, but back then.
Back then. Okay, so before I got married, I was doing it more than when I was married. So I'd say probably one a month.
Mm-hmm.
I actually have a little black book. I started a little black book because I knew I was going to be sucking a lot of dick. So I just thought it'd be kind of fun to keep a little black book.
Yeah, the same. Yeah, it's the same part of you that kept the collage book, too. You like that shit. Do you have that black book? You still have that black book?
I do still have it.
Oh, my God. Wait, how long have you been keeping tabs in that book? Since before you were married?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I started it. I started it the first year that I, probably about a year after I sucked my first dick.
Oh, my God. Send me a pic of your black book. You don't have to, if there's names and shit, you don't have to send me that. But just, can you send me like a pic of your black book somehow? I could post on my Patreon. It's so funny.
Sure, no problem.
Okay, awesome. So you have your black book. You're doing a lot of guys. You wind up eventually meeting a woman and getting married. Now, do you think when you go into that marriage, okay, I'm going to be able to put this whole guy thing behind me?
I didn't think about it.
Well, when you were dating her, were you still with guys, like seeing guys behind her back?
Okay,
so you were just cheating. Yeah. You just always were able. And so did you feel bad about that? Here you were like a guy that was, you weren't monogamous.
Yeah, totally. I would never cheat on my wife with another woman. No.
So did you sort of compartmentalize it that way? Because some people would just still say, so what? It's still fucking cheating. But for somehow, what I'm hearing you say is because it's not with a woman, it's not so, like cheating in the regular way. Like you somehow saw it like differently, or you framed it differently in your mind. You didn't feel like you were really cheating?
Well, no, I know that it's cheating. I know that it's wrong. I know I shouldn't do it. But yes, I do. I can
compartmentalize.
I can do that. But the problem is, after I'm done, I have that post-nut syndrome or post-nut clarity.
Yeah.
And I feel horrible. I'm like, oh my God, what did I do? I can't do this again. What is wrong with me? Yeah. And I go through that every time. And then a couple of months or two goes by, and then something triggers the thought, and I'm like, oh my God, I want to suck a cock again. And then the cycle starts all over again.
Yeah. And you haven't been able to stop.
No.
So you're with your wife, you're seeing guys while you're with her, and then you're married to her, and you're seeing guys throughout that whole experience. And with the first wife that you have that first bottoming experience as well?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was the one and only experience. And we got into pegging.
Yeah. I was going to ask you if you ever brought like anal play into your relationship with your wife.
Yeah. So she was really into anal. So like when we would watch porn together, it would turn her on to watch anal porn, and she wanted me to fuck her in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a pretty good sized dick, and it was a lot of work, and she didn't get as much enjoyment out of it as she thought she was hoping to.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, and I tried to be open with her to a point. She still to this day has no idea I've ever messed around with any guys. But what I told her was, I was like, let's try pegging. And she's okay. And she got excited about it. So we went out and bought the harness and it was this really cool strap on, but the one half of it goes inside of her and curves up, mm-hmm, and vibrates. So while she's fucking me, she's getting pleasure too. It's not just like that phallic where you can't feel anything for the woman. So it was good for her too. She right. would kind of get, yeah. I mean, it wouldn't make her come, but it felt good. And then she would always joke around, like she was so jealous how well I could accept this big ass dildo that she was fucking me with. She was like, I wish my ass could take a dick like that. What the fuck? I'm so jealous. Yeah, because I can really take a pretty big dildo, and I guess my anatomy for some reason.
Yeah.
And I'm able to relax those muscles because you have to want it. If you don't want it in your ass is not going to cooperate. You really have to want it in something in there.
I've talked about it a lot on my show. Did you ever, while she had it strapped on, blow the dildo in front of her or put it in your mouth at all? Or did you just act like you weren't interested in that?
So we had talked about that because we were just going to kind of do like a role reversal. Like I had always been the dominant. She was a submissive. So, let's try it the other way. So she was a dominant and she would be like, get on your knees and suck my dick. And so I would suck the dildo and it turned her on. She liked it. It turned me on, but not in the same way of when I'm alone with a guy sucking a real dick. It was just like, it's hard to explain, but it was something that I was doing with my wife, but it was different. And I did tell her once, and this is, I've already gone sucked so many dicks at this point, but, and she has no idea. I told her, I don't know. I think I might want to suck a dick someday. What do you think? I think I'd like to try it. I'm full of shit. I'm lying to her. And she's, oh my God, that would be so hot to watch you suck a dick. So, okay, great. Well, let's try to find a guy. So we were going to try to find a bi guy. So we put out an ad out. We ended up meeting this guy at a restaurant and we're talking to him. So the guy, I mean, it was a good looking guy, but as I was talking to him, I wanted to be more of his friend. Like he was this cool guy.
Who you liked him.
I just wanted to hang out. I didn't want to suck his dick. So I was like, and I told him that, yeah, I don't know. I couldn't do that. It was more like a buddy type of thing and that's not going to work.
That took away from it actually.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah,
it did.
Interesting.
Yeah. So it just never happened. And then we just kind of gave up on it and it just never happened. And then we ended up getting divorced. So
it's crazy because you really were very close to being able to be you and in mm-hmm. all your glory and not have to live like a secret life with this woman, with that woman. I'm assuming you got divorced for other reasons, so it wasn't going to work anyway. But you were right. very close. I mean, you did really put it out there to her a lot, kind of.
Yeah, but I've heard other guys on your show say this, yeah. that it's different if you're doing it with your wife, even though she knows, but I much prefer to just do it on my own and she doesn't know. It's just my own little thing on the side.
Yeah, that's a bad thing. You want to do it on the DL. It's hotter that way. It's
yeah,
terrible.
Yeah.
Sad, but true.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. But I think that, listen, I mean, you're okay. Let's get to this wife now, because does this wife know anything about pegging, you being into it, and guys and that kind of thing, like your other wife knew?
No, this one knows absolutely nothing. As far as she knows, I am 100% straight, never in any interactions with a guy at all. No.
And she doesn't know that you like to be pegged or anything. You never even brought up that to her.
No, absolutely. No, we have a very good, I'm the dominant, she's a submissive, and she loves it. She likes to be called a slut, and I pull her hair, and we have a very specific role with our sex life.
Uh-huh. And so your sex life with these women is always good, correct? It's like the one has nothing to do with the other, huh?
Yeah, no, my sex life with every woman I've ever had has been amazing. It's just, I need some cock once in a while.
How long ago did you meet your current wife?
I met her about 2 years ago.
Okay, so you guys have been together for 2 years. Now, mm-hmm. did you ever think, or did you ever have a desire to maybe be monogamous, or no? You've never gone into any of these relationships thinking, oh, this is, maybe I could put this behind me and just be with this one person.
Well, that's a great question, because that's exactly what my plan was.
With this one, with the new one.
Yeah, when I became single, mm-hmm. well, it was actually, I know we're going to get to the glory hole later, but after the glory hole experience, I was like, okay, that's it. I kind of like got it out of my system. I can't do this anymore. I can't take these risks when I finally meet another amazing woman and risk ruining that relationship or giving her, losing it. So I told myself, okay, this is it. And I was a good boy for a while. And then I watched a porno and this girl was sucking this guy's dick, and his dick was just like so like symmetrically perfect and beautiful, and then he blew this huge load all over her face, and I was like, oh my god. And because I don't want to be a girl, I don't cross dress, I'm very 100% a guy, but like when I'm watching pornos and stuff, I'll watch like compilation videos of blowjobs or cum shots, and I just wish that I was that woman. Mm-hmm. I wish I was in her place, I should say, not a woman, but just in her place,
doing
it to like these beautiful cocks that I see. So yeah, I got triggered again. And then I've been trying, I've had an ad up. I actually just renewed my ad like 10 minutes before I got on the call with you, because I have time off today. So I'm trying to find one, but it's hard because I have a few ads that are saved in my profile. And one is I have to go to their place, I cannot host. And then I have one that is I can host or travel to them. So when I post an ad for one that I have to go to them, I get very few responses. But when I post one where they can come to me, to my place, I get a ton, because it's all married dudes or whoever just want to swing by on lunch or after work, get sucked off and go. So, and because I'm in a relationship now, and we live together, I can't just have some guy swing by my house, and I don't know if he's gonna be some weirdo that's gonna come by later and just, hey, you know, how about another one? And then she answers the door. Who knows?
Yeah, so you just like, they're being discreet. You have to be. Let me ask you about the glory hole thing. I'm assuming you did that when you guys were just dating.
So I was single. That was in between. Okay. Yeah. So
how did you set that up? What did you put an ad out? How did you get people to show for a glory hole? How did you create a glory hole? Tell me the whole experience.
Yeah. So, well, okay. So technically I have to back up a little bit. So we were together and then we kind of split for a while and then we got back together. So during our split is when I did the glory hole because I didn't think things are going to go back together. So anyway, so yeah, so I just have my apartment. I put the ad up and I just got a sheet. Just I went to the thrift store and bought some $2 sheet and then I tacked it up at the bathroom door frame, cut a hole in it, and then put the ad out. And then I got so many responses. But in the ad, I always say, show me what you want to stick through the hole and get sucked off. And there were some really pretty cocks. And I was like super happy to be such a lucky recipient of, because sometimes there's some like pretty nasty ones.
How many like responses did you get for that glory hole ad?
Oh God, 15. Mm-hmm. So over a 2-day period, I had it up on a Saturday and a Sunday. I sucked off. I had two come by on Saturday and two come by on Sunday. And then I had another guy come by on Sunday that wasn't a glory hole one. He just came over and I blew him. But I'll always remember, because it's something I've always wanted to do. I watch glory hole porns all the time. That's like the perfect scenario for me. No talk, no nothing. It's just a nice cock. And I get to suck it off and then they leave and that's it. So I remember I'm on the other side of the sheet and I hear the door open and the rush, I'm getting kind of like goosebumps right now. The rush knowing, oh my God, he's actually here. He's going to stick his cock through this hole and I'm going to suck it off. And he stuck it through. And it was I was always surprised to see if it was already going to be totally hard or limp and they had to make it hard. So the first guy, it was just totally limp because he was probably nervous. I would be. I'd be nervous as hell. And that's not something I could ever do as a glory hole. And I'm not into guys sucking my dick anyway. So, but he got hard pretty quick. And I'm a pretty good at deep throating. And I like to make it really wet. Like I get the really good spit in the back of my throat and there's a lot of spit and spit strings and I'm pretty fucking good. And I suck dick how I like my dick sucked.
Right.
And to me, a good blowjob, 50% of it is enthusiasm. I would much rather have a blowjob with a lot of enthusiasm and not great technique than vice versa. Mm-hmm. Act like you want to be there, that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
So another thing is, so I've never intentionally swallowed because of the fear of STDs. Mm-hmm. I want to. The thought of it is, my cock gets hard just thinking about it. Like I my fantasy is to do like a blow bang. I listened to that other episode you had with the other gentleman. And yeah. Oh my God. I was like, my dick was hard that whole fucking episode.
Called in more than once. Okay. He had more. He had more events.
Exactly.
You know
I looked
about.
For all his episodes.
Oh my God, Trey.
And that was a trigger for me. Like, oh my God, I need to find a dick to suck. So thanks for your show.
Oh my God. Yeah, blame me. I blame your collage. I blame your collage.
So I never swallowed. So I'm sucking them off and in my head I'm like, okay, do I just want to swallow it? What am I gonna do with this load? Because usually when I blow a guy, they'll come in my mouth and then I'll just go spit it in the sink or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I really want to swallow. So what I do is because I generate so much spit, they can't tell spit from cum or what. So when he comes, he's coming in my mouth, but I have my mouth open just a little bit. So I don't swallow it, but it just kind of pours out the bottom. So it kind of runs all down my face and stuff. But I'm still kind of stroking and sucking while he's coming. So he, from his point of view, he probably thinks I swallowed. You wouldn't be able to tell whether I swallowed or not.
Yeah.
So four guys came to the glory hole total, two on Saturday, two on Sunday. And that's what I did for all of them. And it was so fucking hot. It was like exactly what I had hoped it was going to be. But after the fourth one, I had some sort of mental breakdown. I don't know what you would call it. I almost started crying. I like questioned myself. I'm like, oh my God, what am I doing? I just sucked off four totally strange dicks. I don't know where they've been, who they've been with. God only knows if I just caught something. What else? I'm like, thank God I'm not in the relationship right now, because I really probably would have lost my shit mentally. I had a little bit of a blip. And then 3 hours later, and all this time, I haven't come yet. So I do this just to kind of build up like this mental buildup. So when I do eventually jerk off thinking about it, I'm just going to have the most amazing orgasm ever. So it's a few hours later, and then I just go, God, I want to suck another dick, but I don't want to do the glory hole thing. So I put up another ad, and within an hour, because I'm hosting, I get plenty of replies, and it's a guy is 20 minutes away, and he's not really my type. He's kind of overweight, which I don't really like, because then they're like, the belly gets in my way type of thing. I don't like really overweight. I don't like really hairy. If someone's manscaped, that's a huge plus for me. But he had this beautiful dick. It was like thick and just beautiful. So I was like, all right, I'll suck him. So he came over, I sucked him off, and he left. So yeah, that was the most I ever sucked. I sucked five dicks in a weekend.
Wow.
Yeah. It turns me on when I think about it. Yeah. It's just, and I don't want to do it again.
So you did say, like, we started off this conversation getting to the point where you said, like, you did go into this relationship really hoping or thinking that you could not be triggered and not be with guys anymore and not lose your girl. I'm assuming you've never been caught by either woman.
So the only thing that ever happened, so I'm pretty good at hiding things. Mm-hmm. I have pretty good methods. I did get caught basically one morning. So what would happen is my ex-wife, we had a little bit of a different schedule where I would be up early in the morning, she would sleep in, and I would get up early in the morning, just, you know, do whatever I got to do. And sometimes I would just watch some porn and jerk off. So I was watching some porn, got triggered, and I was like, all right, I'm going to go on to this chat. So there's this other website I go on to, Silver Daddies, where mm-hmm. it's like older guys looking for younger guys and vice versa. Well, they have a chat room on there. So I went on to the chat room, and I was talking to some guy, and we were like getting into like dirty talk and stuff. And I had the chat window up, and then my ex-wife came walking out, and I was like trying frantically to close it.
Oh my
but
God.
You know, you lose your fine motor skills under stress.
Yeah. So, yeah.
And I didn't close it, and she saw it. She's like, what the fuck is that? And my heart sank, and I'm like, and this was after we had talked about
been hooked up with that guy. Yeah.
Uh-huh. That stuff. So that wasn't a huge surprise to her, but it was the violation that I was talking sex stuff with someone else, even though it was a guy, it wasn't a woman. She did say it would have been so much worse if it was a woman.
Yeah.
But it fucked her up. It caused a problem, and I felt like shit. I wanted to fucking jump off a bridge because I hurt her, and the last thing I wanted to do was hurt her. So I'm super careful. I have methods for not letting anybody find out anything. Like, my black book is all in code. If someone saw it, they wouldn't know what any of it fucking means.
Oh, interesting.
So like, I know what it means, but they don't. Like, so like the time I blew the guy on my wedding anniversary, I have it in the black book as Office Annie, like that, because I blew the guy in his office on my anniversary.
Oh, so interesting. So those words totally meet. So Office Annie. Okay, so this guy had you come to his office. Did he work with a lot of people, or was he solo in his office?
Yeah, so his office was kind of strange. It was just in a big, huge office building, suite, whatever. And it was just him alone in his office. There was nobody else there. It almost looked like they were getting ready to move out or they just moved in. I don't know. It was very not much in there. And then just in our conversations, yeah, he told me he was married. Yeah, married. And he was like, oh, okay, whatever. And yeah, so I blew him in his office.
Wow.
He was so considerate. He had a towel on the floor for my knees already when I got there.
He's professional. He's another professional. Yeah. I'd make sure he wore a condom too. I know you're just so worried about the truckers, but any guy in an office that has already a towel on the floor means he's getting blown by a lot of guys too. Come on. All these guys are promiscuous. I always tell my guy friends, and I've said it on these kinds of episodes before, this is, if you're a guy and you want head all the time, like this is your demographic. You need to let guys blow you. And if you open yourself up to it, you could get blown all the time. There's so many guys out there that want to blow guys.
Yeah. Yeah. 100% true. Yeah. When I place my ad, mm-hmm. I'm competing with 20 other guys that just want to suck dick.
Yeah.
And I can't find barely any that just want their dick sucked.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because most guys that are like you, most guys that play with other guys don't want their dick sucked by guys. They want a dick in their mouth. So this is why straight guys have to close their eyes and let all these guys, I don't know what you want to label yourself, the guys just want a dick in their mouth every now and then, and let them blow them. And like, these straight men could be getting blowjobs galore if they just did it.
And I think that's what those glory hole guys were. They were probably all straight, married, whatever.
Yeah.
And that way they don't have to look down and see a guy.
Yeah.
Face, exactly.
Yeah, but they get head. Yeah, for sure. Like, it kind of makes sense. Do you feel like that's the demographic of what's on the receiving end of most guys you're blowing, like married guys?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You make a little bit of small talk. I used to make small talk more so in the beginning than I do now.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they were always married. Always, okay, I have to be discreet. Totally. If I went to their house, like, there's pictures of the whole family right there in the living room. And I would ask him, well, where's your wife? Because I don't want the wife coming home. He's like, oh, yeah, she's at work or she's this there or
on
whatever.
A business trip.
Yeah. Yeah. So I know. So my current wife, she's got a business trip planned in a few months. And as soon as she told me that, I was like, well, I know what I'm doing that weekend. So
I'm going to
be on the prowl. Yeah, because I can't find, it's very hard to find opportunities. So like today, I have an opportunity. So I have to try to
make it happen,
maximize my opportunities. And I've been trying all week. I've kind of had a lot more opportunities, but I haven't had any luck. And it's always the same guys because they can host. And it's like they're either too far away or they're super hairy or they're just got an ugly dick or something. So
interesting. Yeah, it's hard to find exactly what you want. But that's why that glory hole was good for you. Have you ever tried to go into an adult bookstore that has glory holes in them? I mean, you would be surprised if you never went to any place like that.
Well, I want to, but I don't, where I live, I don't think they exist. Because back in the mid 90s when I used to get that magazine, they did have like video booths.
Yeah.
But I never saw any
holes.
Yeah. And now they just don't have them anymore where I'm at.
Yeah. So last question, you are still married to this woman. Haven't been with her long. Or do you still have that part of you that wishes you could stop because you don't want to lose her? Or are you back to being able to compartmentalize it or both?
Yeah. I wish if someone said, okay, you can be hypnotized and it'll be gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would do that.
Yeah. Because it rules you.
But like, it does, yeah. I mean, but that's the thing. Once I kind of get, so let's say today I have the ad out and I suck a dick, I'll be satisfied for a couple of months or something. I'll be good. I won't even think about it. I won't be triggered. It's kind of like a drug in a weird way. And then, but enough time will go by and then I'll get triggered again. And I just want to do it again. It's an interesting interesting way my brain works.
You just wired yourself that way, and here you are. This is what you're into. Last question. I know that I said that was my last question. Where do you hide that little black book?
Oh, so I have a lot of like tools. I have a big workshop in my garage, so I just hide it in there where no one would ever look. I have it. So I put magnets on the back of it, and then it's up inside a drawer on my metal tool chest. So no one would ever think to put their hand there or reach back there. I think if the FBI searched my house, they wouldn't find it.
So you're very good with hiding your shit. Because sometimes I love asking that question, because sometimes people give me the dumbest answers. Oh, it's in my glove compartment in my car. I'm like, what if you crash? What if your car gets a flat tire in the middle of you worrying about that shit, you forget and your wife picks it up? You know, there's just like a million things that could happen. It's interesting, though, that you have that little piece of evidence floating around, because if you died at some point and your wife had to go through all your stuff, she might find it, don't you think?
Yo, but exactly.
Oh, but you won't know why. I love your.
She's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, Office Annie. Ice cubes. Wow. And everything is code for something that triggers what happened with that person.
Yeah. Interesting.
How many guys in that book do you think around?
So I knew you were going to ask me that.
I like information like that.
Yeah. 43.
43. Okay, send me some pics. I would find that, I think that'll be super interesting for, I want to see it, how that's written out and stuff, especially since it's not, you're not really giving anything up. It's in code. It's Morse code we're reading, so no one's going to know who the fuck anyone is. You're not giving anyone up to send me a picture of a couple pages in the black book. I think that'll be super interesting. Listen, Brian, you're like a lot of guys. Yeah, what were you saying?
Oh, I just wanted to tell you one other thing I did when I was younger real quick.
Yeah.
So like, I really wanted to take like a load in my mouth and on my face. So, but I was so scared of another man's cum because of STDs and stuff. So what I did, and this is back when I was like in my early 20s, I got really riled up, and the more riled up I am, the more I cum. So I would cum into an ice cube tray, and then I'd throw it in the freezer immediately. And then next time I wanted to, like, I would watch porno of like blowjob videos and stuff, I would pull the tray out, let it thaw, and then I would like eat my own cum or put it on my face. But I used to cum on my own face when I would blow myself.
Oh my God. I got to edit this part and put it with the blowing part, because you're like, people will think we're getting off and tuned out and they're missing this fascinating little tidbit. You would do that. And then what would you do? But how are you putting those in the freezer? You're not living with your mom at that point, I'm assuming.
No. This is when I was
like
out
solo
by myself.
Right. So you'd put them in, and then you'd eat the ice cubes while you're watching other blowjobs, so you could pretend that you were that girl that you wanted to be. Or like in that position.
Yeah, like I would have to let it thaw enough, and then I would hold it up and let it drip into my mouth, like, and I while I was watching the porn.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Guys are so fucking sick. I don't know.
I know. I know.
Would you fill up a whole tray? How many ice cubes would you get in one?
No. I would just shoot like one, because back in my early 20s, I would blow big ass loads. So I would shoot big ass load in just one square.
Oh my God. And, I'm going to make sure in the intro I put in, wait till the very end so you could hear some crazy experience. I can't believe you waited to the end. You forgot about that little tidbit. Listen, Brian, thanks so much for calling in and sharing your story. Send me in the pics of your black book. If you want to send in an anonymous pic of yourself, you can too. I will give you access to my Discord for free, so you could go in there and you could just share whatever you want on there and talk to like my audience. There's 2,500 people on there now. So maybe if you talk to those people privately, you could find out if there's anything in your area that you're looking for. People are hooking up on there. So I'll give you access to that. when your episode goes up. Get me the pictures of whatever you want me to post sooner than later. No dick pics. If you're going to send me a pic of you, it's not a dick pic. It's mostly I get pictures of girls. But you could put dick pics on my Discord if you want. That's what people do over there. That's what that is. Because you called in, you're going to get free access to that. I'll send that to you when your episode airs. But send me the picture sooner than later so I have it. So when I decide to air your episode, I don't have to ask you for it.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Thanks so much for calling in. Another interesting story. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you. Love your show.
Awesome. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in to this week's episode. If you want to follow the show, follow me at Strict Anonymous on Instagram or Twitter. That's at Strict Anonymous. If you are on YouTube, make sure to subscribe. I love YouTube as a platform for my show because people comment there and I try to reply back to every single person who posts a comment. So even if you're not listening on YouTube and you want to talk about the show, go to my YouTube channel, subscribe and share my videos. It's Strictly Anonymous Podcast. If you want to sign up for my Patreon, on my Patreon, you are not only supporting my show, but you will get these episodes early, ad-free, and you get to see anonymous picks of my guests. Most of the girls send in anonymous pics and some of the guys send in anonymous pics. So if you want to see anonymous pics of my guests as well as support my show and get these episodes early and ad-free, sign up for my Patreon, patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. That's patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. The link is also in the description below. Thanks so much for listening.
Do you have a story, lifestyle, or situation you can't talk about to anyone, Or do you just want to let your freak flag fly and be on the show? Well, Strictly Anonymous wants to hear from you. Send us an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, with your story and your anonymous name. And remember, everything is Strictly Anonymous. Strictly Anonymous.